Republic Truth Radio broadcast.
That now we don't really have a left-right paradigm. We have a left and a traditionally branded right against traditional Americans. And a lot of Americans are caught up into this schizophrenic personality of standing up for these rhinos, it's a very dangerous, slippery slope we've gone down, and I don't know if this can be reversed. Like Yuri said, it would take years to reverse this. So now back to the little ones and the transgender movement, which has been embraced by cultural Marxists. A pediatrician who comes forward saying that transgender ideology is causing child abuse.
Michelle Critelli is the president of the American College of Pediatricians. She just wrote a piece in which she says, we're quoting now, transgender ideology has infiltrated my field and produced large-scale child abuse. Critelli says doctors are encouraging parents to have their kids change genders when there's no evidence these changes are safe or even helpful. Dr. Critelli joins us now. Doctor, thanks a lot for weighing in on this. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is this is a field, I'm not sure what it is, of social science or medicine that is changing so fast that it's hard to sort of know where we are exactly, and you're in the practice of providing medicine to kids, so I wanted to get your perspective on it. What are you seeing?
Thank you very much, Tucker. I'm glad to be here. I think it's important to say that everyone on both sides of this issue is concerned about finding loving and healthful solutions for all children.
Yes, I think that's right.
We at the American College of Pediatricians, and also I have many colleagues on the left, also insist that those solutions be rooted in reality. And transgender ideology is not. Sex is hardwired from before birth, and it cannot change. That's why we've actually called this child abuse, because by feeding children and families these lies, children are having their normal psychological development interrupted. They're being put on the puberty blockers, which essentially castrates them chemically, followed by surgical mutilation later on. This is child abuse. It's not health care.
So as you know, you will be, if you haven't already, be accused of committing child abuse yourself and of being cruel and unloving and not caring for these kids, of imposing a medieval theology on modern children. How do you respond?
Right, but as you said at the beginning, this is about science. What is going on now with the puberty blockers followed by cross-sex hormones followed by surgeries has absolutely no track record whatsoever. The loving solution for children who are ages 3 to 10, they engage in magical thinking. They don't know the difference so easily between fantasy and reality. We need to nurture them through adolescence, through natural puberty. Our job as parents and physicians is to help children embrace their healthy bodies. And when this is done, once they get past puberty into late adolescence, as many as 95% will come to embrace their bodies and identify with their biological sex.
So since this is not just something we're debating as college students, but there are physicians involved who are prescribing drugs, what do we know about the effects of heavy-duty hormones, synthetic hormones, given to little kids, like long-term?
Right. Well, we don't have long-term studies, which is a major problem, which is why physicians should not be telling parents that this is settled science and that it is safe. We do know that when puberty blockers are used appropriately in other settings, that we have observed in adults, for example, they can be used to treat prostate cancer and some gynecologic issues in women, that there's evidence that you can impact memory and cognitive ability in a negative way. And as far as the cross-sex hormones, if you have a young child on puberty blockers who goes directly to cross-sex or sex change hormones, they become sterile. You're sterilizing children. They can't possibly, little children cannot possibly understand the risk of having a medication and then never being able to have children in the
future.
So
what's the young, what's, I didn't know that. There's a lot I don't know about this. Again, this has all happened so fast. Mm. I don't think most people really know what's going on. But what's the youngest age at which kids are getting these kind of drugs?
The guidelines suggest that puberty blockers be given at ages 11 to 12, but I've had reports from colleagues across the country, and you can also find them in various news reports, that children as young as nine have been put on these puberty blockers. And what it does, it arrests normal development. Puberty is not a disease. You know, you're stopping them. It's not just a matter of sex characteristics. You're arresting brain development.
There's a lot there. Mm-hmm. Dr. Okotela, thanks a lot for that report. I appreciate it.
So that's a doctor for you telling you, you know, a pediatrician that's saying forcing transgender ideology on children can be damaging to their health. Damaging to their health. And we are essentially, by enabling this insanity, destroying the minds and the bodies of the kids. It's sick. It is really a twisted, twisted ideology that would allow this to be perpetuated. So, you know, this is what you have when you allow a political movement, which is subversion. And I have to say, go on record for saying, you know what, Joe McCarthy, you weren't even close to being enough of right. This is insane.
One of the dire consequences of the cultural norming of transgenderism is the treatment of children who express confusion about their biological sex. At younger and younger ages, they are being encouraged to take part in what are called transition-affirming treatments that may be emotionally and physically damaging, and in some cases, irreversible. The evidence suggests that advocates of such treatments are more committed to a politically correct agenda than to science, or what is ultimately good for children. Because when it comes to children, here are three key facts those promoting the transgender agenda ignore. Number one, despite what you often hear, scientific evidence shows people are not born trapped in the body of the wrong sex. If transgenderism were biological, then studies of identical twins should prove that. But instead, they show just the opposite. In a 2013 study of transgender twins, the largest of its kind, only 28% of the time did both identical twins, who contain 100% of the same DNA and are exposed to the same prenatal hormones, identify as transgender. That means that over 70% of the time, what contributed to one of the twins deciding they were the opposite sex of what they were born had nothing to do with biology. Number two. After passing through puberty, the majority of young children who originally expressed distress and confusion about their biological sex outgrew it. We're talking 75 to 95% of such children. But with the widespread push to embrace and affirm transgenderism, perhaps it shouldn't be surprising that more children are questioning their gender. In the United Kingdom, for example, a government-affiliated health service dealing in gender identity issues for those under the age of 18 experienced a 2,000% increase in patient referrals since 2009. For children under the age of 6, the referrals have increased by over 400%. Number 3. Medical treatments often used to treat children with gender dysphoria have not been proven safe. Serious questions remain, including whether such treatments may cause obesity and testicular cancer in males, and decrease bone and muscle growth and infertility in both sexes. No rigorous scientific studies exist to show the long-term physical or psychological effects of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormone treatments on normally developing children. None. The rush by the media, cultural elites, and politically correct medical organizations to normalize and embrace transgenderism has no time for fact-finding. So much for science, and so much for having the best interest of children at heart. Parents, beware.
Yes, parents, beware, because this insanity is being pushed on us so fast that there's almost not enough time to fight back against it. It is a pervasive threat to the fabric of our society. Now, the next thing I want you to hear is Larry Gradwell became a member of the Weather Underground organization as an undercover operative for law enforcement in Cincinnati. And he penetrated the weather underground and he exposed what the plans were by these Marxists.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
They were dead serious. Intellectuals, college professors, PhDs, doctors, lawyers, progressive communist mindset. And these people had no compunction with the destruction of millions of traditional Americans. The counter-revolutionaries he was referring to are patriots, ladies and gentlemen. That is who these people, and you see, there's all levels to these useful idiots. They're using these marginalized groups that have absolutely, I don't really believe that the majority of these people that are being used to push this agenda have any idea, just as Yuri said, when they become disillusioned, when they realize that they've been duped, they'll be lined up against the wall and shot. This is the radical transformation of America that's taking place right now as we speak in classrooms across the country. This is what the transgender and LGBTQ and all of that, this is what this is. No one should be abused. No one should be discriminated against. No one should be physically attacked for who or what they are, regardless of how crazy it seems to some of us. It should not happen. However, to call that group a marginalized community and see that they are being openly embraced, just go to Communist Party USA. Go to these different socialist, communist, Marxist websites. And you will see the promotion of this. When you take people that feel as though they're being bullied, when you take people who are gender dysphoric and already mentally ill and already have psychological problems, and you give them a platform to be who they are and their identity, just like you would give schizophrenics who think that they're Napoleon or George Washington a pulpit to and normalize their identity as that fictional creation, they are going to embrace it. They're not going to look into the roots of its cause. I recommend everyone see the documentary No Place to Hide. This is a really big time threat. Makes you want to go get your private island somewhere and just get the hell out of Dodge. But we have to keep fighting back. And just to show you how Yuri was was very correct in what he said would be the left eating itself. Another piece from campusinsanity.com. Lunatic left eats its own. Transgender pink wig-wearing YouTube star accused of African cultural appropriation. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. A biological male who thinks he's a female of Mexican and Asian descent is the latest target of lunatic leftists who are accusing his he-she appropriating black culture with its unusual fashion choices. Nikita Dragoon, who currently has around 2.3 million Instagram followers and another 1.2 million subscribers on YouTube. 1.2 million subscribers on YouTube while we were terminated for telling the truth. Lost all of our subscribers. It's hard to get the truth out. But anyway. Drew Iyer from fellow LGBT fanatics, after posing in a photo wearing a pink wig while pretending to lick a giant puff of cotton candy in the shot. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You really can't make this stuff up. The truth is stranger than fiction these days. Nikita is seen donned in what appears to be a salmon-colored dreadlocks, which apparently represents the theft of native black culture, even though the Vikings wore them. But I guess they appropriated it. Besides just the wig, Nikita is also seen in the photo wearing a Harajuku attire, which some leftists might also argue represents Japanese cultural appropriation. It was similar Asian outfit, after all, that landed a Utah teenager in the news over the very same controversy as her Asian-inspired prom dress choice got her accused of being racist. God forbid she should like Japanese culture. But in that instance, the girl, you know, that's another thing. In America, we used to celebrate other cultures. I mean, I grew up in the Jersey area, going to Philly, and the very interesting thing about Philly is that you had sections. You had the Italian section, you had the Chinese section, with the Asian section. They kind of shared Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese. I mean, the food, the culture, the shops. It was not something, we didn't walk in there and castigate these people for being a different race. We embraced their culture. We enjoyed going into their areas of the city where they, by the way, would live within their own cultures, which was fine. I preferred to go back to the Italian section to just, you know, be normal and be myself. And that's how we were raised. And it was fine. We celebrated each other's cultures. Now we're all appropriating, God forbid. I mean, is it to the point now where if you eat Chinese food, you're appropriating their culture? I mean, how insane are these cultural Marxist leftist tactics? But anyway, in that instance, the girl who wore the Asian dress was straight, making her an easy target of the left. In this case, Nikita is a minority transgender person who one would assume gains automatic protection from other LGBT leftists, but this obviously isn't the case. This is an obvious case of the left eating itself. And this is where this even their own ideology has descended into absolute lunacy. And we want them pushing their progressive agendas in the classroom? That's where we're going with this, because that's what's happening. So out of massresistancetexas.com, let's hear from former homosexuals and children of LGBTs who speak the truth and try and inform you as to this real insane threat that we're dealing with. Resurrect Pop Truth Radio Broadcast. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast. Folks, now I know that I've been asking, I'm going to have to really let you know. For me to continue to do this broadcast, I need some donations coming in. We're about to relocate to Arizona, and we're working on getting new equipment. I hate to ask. I hate to put it out there like that. We only do that when we need to. But donations have been slow, and we understand you're supporting the network. That's important. But we really do need the support, and we need it right now. Today, we're leaving soon for Arizona, and relocating is a costly venture. And to be able to do a broadcast and to bring you this type of content, we need your support. So if you would go to resurrecttherepublic.com, R-E-S-U-R-R-E-C-T, therepublic.com. Click on the PayPal button, or you can go to PayPal under the email account, Tom Lacovara, T-O-M-L-A-C-O-V-A-R-A, at gmail.com. You can get in that way, too. We really need your support. Without that support, we're just simply not going to be able to continue the broadcast. So this is a critical time for us. To be able to do the things that we need to do and to bring you the content that we would like to bring to you, we need your support. Anyway, back to the cultural Marxism in America.
This session is going to be, again, what people just don't know in terms of the country and the world. You're going to hear personal testimony of what it's like to have gone through some of these issues, children of parents who are LGBT, in the testimonies you're gonna hear this morning.
I want to thank David for what he said about the therapy. He nailed it. That's exactly what the process was for me. My name is George Carnell. My dad is a pastor. I spent 25 years in that life. I had most of it in the Los Angeles club scene, and I've been out of that life for 10 years now. It is a journey. I can't thank God enough for allowing me to wallow in the misery of that life, because it was through that misery that I realized this is not working and I've got to find something else. I didn't understand that it was God or that Jesus paid it all for me, because I never saw him as an option. It's easy to get into that life. It feels good at the moment. But within 3 years of when I first stepped into a gay bar, I had a sex addiction. I was on drugs and alcohol. I was a male prostitute. I suffered with severe depression, and I attempted suicide. It would still be another 22 years before I could get out of that life. I'm determined to let gays and lesbians know that who are in that life, there is hope, and that you can get out of it. It's misery. It will lead to a dead end. Nothing is worth an eternity apart from Christ, or not even having a relationship with God. And I praise God, and most of all, my Savior, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for dying on the cross for me and giving me a second chance. One night I walked into a bar in Fort Lauderdale, the Copa. A lot of gays will know that bar. God turned everything down when I was around my friends as I was walking in, and he said to me, if you were to die tonight, would you go to hell? Stopped me in my tracks. But I didn't want anything to do with him, and I went on into the bar. I praise God that he did not take my life that night, because I really don't know where I would have spent eternity. There is hope in getting out of that life, and I wrote From Queer to Christ for the reason that I wanted Christians to understand what it's like for someone as a child to grow up in church and have a same-sex attraction and to struggle with this. And then you go, and why it was so easy for me to get into that life, because I so desperately wanted to love and to be loved. And that's why it's hard to get out of it, because when they're telling you, you can't, God does not approve of this, but at the same time, I want love, that was just as powerful for me as it was in having a relationship with God. And I was so torn, and it would cause me so much depression. And I struggle with suicidal thoughts all the time after that. But I will tell you, and I have a real issue with the liberal Christian teachers, pastors, and leaders who are pushing this, because the LGBT community is taking these talking points and they're then shutting down and telling us, no, you can't tell me because they've said this. They're lying. I sat under that for 2 years, and I was so miserable and depressed and beating on the steering wheel of my car and crying and asking God to tell me, because I told God, if you tell me that it's right under all circumstances, help me to know it so I can have peace with it. I wanted my peace of mind. And if it's wrong, you tell me, because I'm still going to be committed to you. I want out of this life if this is not what you want. And after 2 years, God finally helped me to see the lies of the Christian liberal theology. It's lies. You cannot remain in sin and have a relationship with Christ. It's going to put a barrier there. And I'm determined to expose it. And lastly, I want to say about this whole transgender push in schools. It's bad enough that we as kids have enough that we're dealing with, just with our hormones and trying to fit in. As a teenager, I went through the same struggle of wishing I was a girl, dressing up like a girl, desiring to be a girl, because then God wouldn't be mad at me if I wanted to be with a guy.
We'll be back. Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio broadcast.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Resurrection Republic Truth Radio Broadcast.
Had I been allowed to, in today's culture, not have parents or therapists help me, I probably would have gone through that whole transgender, the surgery and everything, and would have regretted it. Because once I moved through that, I now have accepted what God created me to be, a man. And I'm telling you, I'm really disgusted with the Christians who are apathetic, who don't stand up, and who aren't trying to fight against this agenda. It is going to destroy the children, and we have to think of them. I don't want them to grow up with any regrets. And I don't mean to sound preachy, but I'm very passionate about this. The book is there, and if you've got gay friends or lesbians and transgendered individuals in your life and you're afraid to witness to them, you do it anyway. Give them this book. I slipped the plan of salvation and the gospel in there. They'll have the information. I didn't have time to witness to all my gay friends, but I had time to get them this book. And I praise God for where I am today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, George. Megan, would you please come up?
Hi, my name is Megan Joseph. I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And I didn't grow up in the church. I'm unchurched, as you would call a person. Middle school is when I became very confused about my identity, my sexual identity, just everything. And I started to develop same-sex attraction, and I was very confused. I started to get bullied. When I started to tell my friends, they would look at me weird. They would say I'm lying when I was starting to get involved with one girl. And so I actually ended up changing middle schools and going to a different middle school where everything got 100 times worse. And I was completely outcasted. And then one day my aunt invited me to church at a youth group. I got saved, but I didn't repent. I didn't know what repentance was. I didn't know that I was sinning. So continued to live in that lifestyle, but also going to church, began to start leading worship, began to become a leader at my church, began to have girlfriends, very toxic relationships with people who had eating disorders and depression and just very toxic stuff. And then I went to high school, still involved in church. The church found out about my identity and kind of asked me to step down from leadership. I didn't really know why. And my parents found out, and because of the shame, they would never let me go back to that church. And that was my family. That was where I found Jesus. So that was very hard for me. There was a lot of rejection in my life. Still going throughout high school, I was the president of Fellowship of Christian Students, was kissing girls in the hallway. So it doesn't really add up. And no one ever told me, hey, like, what you're doing doesn't line up with scripture. And they didn't, no one loved me and compassionately told me that. So my junior year of high school, I was dating a girl for almost 3 years, and we broke up, and I was at my lowest of lows, and God encountered me and said, Megan, you are my child and I love you, and this is not your identity. And so I started following Christ. I got plugged into a fiery group of believers, started a revival Bible study, and I went from being a lesbian and in my high school to not identifying that as identifying myself as that anymore. And people were like, "You're not gay," and I'm like, "No, like I love Jesus." So praise God. Now I'm majoring in ministry at Southeastern University in Lakeland, and I'm interning with New Hearts. So praise God.
Now, what you're hearing here, and this is why Marxists and these marginalized groups fight back against Christianity, is because Christianity has been the basis of Western society for a very long time. And, you know, I'm not advocating that every person out there who's gay can just, you know, just transform themselves into something else. But what I am saying is that traditional values instilled in people who very well may not be gay and who probably aren't transgender but are suffering from gender dysphoria, which I believe is a mental illness, should be treated with compassion. But there is a support network in the Christian community that can help them. And that does not mean that these radical Christians are out roaming the streets looking to beat transgender and homosexual people in the head and discriminate against them. And, you know, like this whole situation with the Christian baker. This Christian baker was targeted, was singled out, and they went in there and demanded that they did something that went against their faith. Now, they would have sold them a cake, but they wouldn't put their artistic license into something that violated their faith. So, you know, the same thing goes with this discrimination that you see on campuses. It's no different. It's a hypocrisy when one group says, you must do this for us, but we won't allow you to speak or be who you are. It's insane. Anyway, there's more to this. You can check it out at Mass Resistance, massresistancetexas.com. So whether you're looking at this from a perspective of faith, which I do, or culture, which I do, you know, I've said many times on my program, I have an uncle who's gay. I'll pray for him. I hope that I wish him happiness. I, of course, always wish people to find the same joy and love that I've found within my faith of Christianity. I don't believe that because people are gay, they're inherently bad more than any other sin or any other. Some people are born gay. And that doesn't mean that this is a normality that should be perpetuated in society at large. What we're seeing with GMO foods and additives and chemicals and all of this, and of course, this has been, you know, for time immemorial, people have manifested this sexual preference. But to group it into a community embraced by Marxists is insane. And so the next piece from campusinsanity.com, one of my new favorite websites, including Natural News and many of the other ones, professors who have taught college student courses for decades say the system is broken as higher ed has become profoundly unintellectual. Two veteran academics recently offered their views on the state of higher education today in America, and frankly, their assessments are chilling. As reported by the College Fix, again, the academics say today's college students have no time for intellectual curiosity, and they are situationally confused. What's more, students' sexual promiscuity, which appears to be at an all-time high, is about the only aspect of their lives universities refuse to regulate. The site further noted, two veteran academics who have diagnosed different plagues in modern higher education have little optimism for young people entering college for the foreseeable future, judging their presentations to a conference this past weekend at Franciscan University of Steubenville, a conservative Catholic institution. College students have no passions today and aren't trained to pay attention to the things they feel connected to, former Yale English professor William Dereshowitz told the gathering on the crisis in American higher education at the Veritas Center for Public Ethics. Overall, he said that higher ed has devolved into something profoundly unintellectual, while student life has become laser focused on accumulating gold stars. He has in recent years publicly disavowed Ivy League education after departing Yale University. He's author of the book Excellent Sheep, which examines and analyzes his views about how elite education is failing students, told the Franciscan audience that most students today equate being intellectual with getting good grades. He said most now focus mainly on learning structured parts of their classes, which is basically memorization of those indoctrinators, that's my ad lib, that don't have time for intellectual curiosity. And students can't think for themselves because they don't have time, he added. So again, just more examples of the intellectuals, the real true intellectuals, free thinking individuals that are illustrating that higher education, the system is absolutely and completely broken. Whew. Telling you, crazy. Resurrect the Republic, man. The insanity of it all, huh? Well, you know, one of the main sources of our presentation today is campusinsanity.com. What a site this is. It's like a treasure trove of information of everything insane that's going on all over. You just can't make this stuff up. This stuff is insane. And Mike Adams from Natural News, of course. By the way, folks, I wanted to mention to you, oneway.com is a new social media platform. The New American has advocated for this site. And so I went and I opened up an account on oneway.com. And what I've been doing is because I've really gotten fed up with YouTube and Facebook and these social conditioning platforms that try and curb our speech. As a matter of fact, somebody had sent me a video on Republic versus Democracy, right? The Republic versus Democracy. And Facebook, in their infinite wisdom, decided that this video should be covered because of its content. The content was quite simply the difference between Republic versus Democracy. There was nothing violent. There was nothing explicit. So social media is becoming a cesspool, an absolute cesspool. It's absolutely insane. And so I went to oneway.com and I opened up an account. So what I'm doing now is I'm posting everything at oneway.com and then shifting it over to Facebook. I think that is probably a really wise idea, to start getting off of these platforms that are trying to control everything, trying to control what people see and what they can't see. I mean, you know, at this point, you know, these platforms are publicly funded. So how they're getting away with this, I don't know. I'm just one small guy. I can't take them on. But, you know, we're thinking about it more every day. I'm really considering getting a lawyer and going and trying to do something about this. It's insane. And now that we're trying to share this content, which I've shared with you before in the past, the Republic versus a Democracy piece, I'm trying to send it to Dan and it's coming up content not found. This is Facebook. This is the social engineer platform that we're all dealing with. And this is how we're sharing information. It's insane what these people are doing. Hey, Dan, try and open up that link I sent you. I know it says content not found, but it's working for me. It's a 9-month old posting. Let me know if it works for you over there. Yeah, it's just, you know, again, folks, we are under an all-out ideological assault. While he gets this ready, dead link for you. Isn't that amazing? I'm looking at it right now and it's playing. It's a 9-month old post. And you see, this is what happens when you try and share truth. We do not live in a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. Unbelievable. That's just absolutely unbelievable. Yeah, it is soft kill stuff, Dan. Yeah, it's insane. Anyway, you know, Dan, you know what? I'm hell bent. If you go onto Facebook, Dan, or those of you out there in the crowd, and go onto the Facebook page, Molon Labe Industries. That's Molon Labe Industries. You will find a post 9 months ago. It says facts, they matter. This short video shows how wrong the leftist, Marxist, Antifa, Nazis, communists, and your dumb college professors are. Wow, man, I can't believe that it's really silenced like that. It's playing for me here, but it's one of those things that comes up, cover this video, cover this clip, because of the content, might be disturbing. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So while he's trying to work that out, and while you guys may be trying to pull that up, By the way, folks, I couldn't get into the Chatango chat today. I had some problems with that. I will be using it in the future. It's just some issues there. But anyway, out of campusinsanity.com, we have a kindergarten through eighth grade school teacher wants to emphasize gun control, white supremacy, and anti-capitalism to students because teaching is political, she says. Should teachers play a role in political activism with our tax dollars? Good God, these people are losing their minds. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, closed the sea of tears. With no provisions, but in all places, Lord, the
Resurrect Republic. Okay, so the censorship is on at Facebook, which is why you guys can see why I'm going to one way. So now, this is what I'm going to do. Since this is still up on my screen, and apparently it's working on Dan's laptop, but it's not working on through Skype or through any other share activity, I'm going to screen record this video, and I'm going to publish it on OneWay just to prove to you something about OneWay.com. OneWay.com/RTR Truth Media. We're going to publish the video there. and then we're going to share it to Facebook. So it's not in Facebook's video sharing platform. Let's see what they do with that. I'm gonna play social media wars. Now, folks, what I was talking about before was the donations. Our account just got charged for all of the expenses that we run doing this show. Various different charges, podcast, this kind, you know, software, that kind of stuff. Without your support, I'm not going to be able to keep going on. So I'm checking PayPal, and I thank Brent Howell and Terrence Adams for their donations. But folks, it's not enough. I need your donations. We need them today. For us to continue to bring a broadcast, we need to at least cover our expenses. I'm not looking on getting rich. And all of this environment, this toxic environment with people who raise money for social media and all of the criticisms, folks, we're not a corporate structure. I don't do that. I don't get censored. I don't get regulated. I don't get limited. Nobody controls what we say, and what we say is we put forward the hard truth. So if you're going to get behind us and you're going to keep this broadcast going, you need to go to resurrecttherepublic.com and click on that PayPal button at the top right-hand corner of the screen and send us some love. If you appreciate this broadcast and you want to keep this broadcast going, that's what I need you to do. I need you to do it today. I don't like to beat a dead horse, but without your support, we're just not going to be able to, it's not feasible for us to move forward. So there you have it. And you can find us, by the way, on oneway.com, RTR Truth Media. Also, we have accounts on BitChute, BitChute, .com, RTR Truth Media, as well as Steemit, RTR Truth Media, as well as DTube, which is the video hosting platform for Steemit. We've been purged now. I used to get a decent amount of income from our YouTube content, and with our main, we had 1,100 videos, and those videos had been spread out, and you know, a lot of them the ads were taken down off of, but the ones that maintained it brought us in enough of an income to cover our expenses and move forward. But with the censorship going on, they're silencing us. So the question is, are you going to allow us to be censored and silenced? ResurrectTheRepublic.com, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.